Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios, located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina. Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And it's your girl, Jasmine Collins Money, because I'm going to teach y'all not to play with me.
Is that the Rachel, you white?
Yes.
Okay. I know the reference. How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
That reminds me of something CL said. Well, he was like, you need to find out why do people listen or why people keep coming back and listening or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, why do you listen to the show? And he was like, for one, like, you know, the random conversations we have, I think he said the callbacks, and he said like the random movie references.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm gonna ask the people that listen, like, why do y'all listen? Why do y'all you know, come back and listen to us every week? I want it, like, because I was surprised he said that, you know. Maybe it's like, you know, the news stories we give, or the random stories, or to hear you laugh or something, you know what I'm saying? So email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know, why do you listen to us every week?
And you can't say because I bully you, because that can't be the answer.
Well, it could be. They might be scared of your wrath. How was your week?
The week was short and long and soft and tough and
light kind of dark, short kind of tall.
Yeah.
Slim kind of thick. You swear you love them all?
Yeah, it was all of that. Why?
Explain, beloved.
It was, it felt like it went fast, but it was so goddamn exhausting.
Why was it exhausting?
Work.
Okay.
I worked like 55 hours last week.
Really?
That's a lot for me. That's too much for me. Like, I tell you, I have no work ethic.
I try not to be the nigga who be like, you know, I like if like the oppression Olympics. Like, I broke my leg. Well, I broke both of my legs. I don't want to be that nigga. So you go carry on with your broke leg.
I mean, like, that's a lot for me. That's too much for me.
It ain't gonna be too much in 2 weeks.
I don't have work ethic.
It ain't gonna be too much in 2 weeks.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because I am hourly.
You see that check, you'd be like, ooh, well, maybe I work another 55. Let me see if I get 57. All right, B-boy.
How was your week?
It was kind of the ordinary week. Other than me having to go to urgent care.
What?
I got a bad back. I think I need a backy out of me.
So that means you got some pills.
See, here's the thing with me. I don't, you know, I joke about doing drugs and shit.
Yeah.
But I really don't do drugs.
I do.
And I don't.
So you didn't even get the prescription? You was just like, y'all keep that?
Yeah. I only got, it's a certain kind of ibuprofen, like.
Not the 800s.
No, it's but it's different. She said they only prescribe it to like athletes. Because it like well, it's because of like the release. She said it's like a slow release, so instead of it like being like right then, it like releases it all day. Cause like I don't like taking pills because it'll mask the pain or whatever, take the pain away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I told her that I don't want it like the pain not to be there.
Then so I you won't hurt. Know if you're
yeah, if I'm you know what I'm saying? Cause I kind of have a high threshold for pain with certain stuff. But so she was like, no, it's you know it'll help take the inflammation out, whatever, whatever. And you know we had a little discussion, so she kind of educated me on some stuff. So she gave me these pills, whatever. It's like take two a day, or whatever. I took one.
Yeah, at Tylenol. What is it? Acetaminophen?
No, it's something else.
No, what I'm saying is that that's the kind that like masks the pain. NSAIDs are anti-inflammatory. So okay. That's gonna be your Motrin, your ibuprofen, your Advil.
Yeah, it's something. It's I forgot the name of it. It start with a D. Pause, but. So I got that, but you know, being out of work, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool, but.
And you was out of work?
Of course. I can't be in pain doing my work.
Oh, you had a week.
I went out of work all week. I still work, you know, 3 days. So, and normally I work 4, but that was my week. It wasn't nothing. Cause like, if you just out of work, like you got a little cough or something, that's bad. But when you can't hardly walk. You know, sometimes you'd rather be healthy.
Man, I would have been on that couch drugged up. Shit.
Nah. I wanted to do stuff. But, and I can't, like, land on the couch too much. I hurt my arm. Make
flip
it hurt
over,
worse.
Like a rotisserie chicken. Flip the other side.
That shit hurt. I'm telling
not
you.
If you take the drugs.
Nah, I don't want to I don't want to get addicted to the drugs. So, yeah, that was my week. I ain't really even watched too much TV. What you watch?
Me either.
Week?
I didn't watch much TV just because I've been so fucking tired. I watched my regular Sisters mid-season finale. Was amazing. It was Tyler Perry.
Oh, it was
Tyler Perry. Uh-huh. Yeah. Abbott Elementary. Oh my God, Abbott Elementary is so fucking good.
Did it come on Wednesday?
It did.
I missed. I'm pretty sure I didn't watch that one. The last one I saw, they had Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. That was the one from the Sunday,
That was
right?
the one from Sunday.
Okay, yeah. I got to watch. I'll probably watch that one today. I was watching Shogun before we came here. But Shogun is a show you got to pay attention because it's in Japanese. Most of it. So you got to read and I might get up and do something or look at my phone. So I have to rewind it. But it's a show on Netflix called The Gentleman.
I heard about that.
It's pretty good. It's one of those impossible white man shows. That's a phrase I got from Rod, from the black guy who tips. The impossible white man is like a movie. Like Mission Impossible, Taken, John Wick. What's the Tom Cruise movie where he was, what's that movie? And they had a show, Reacher. Them movies is impossible white man movies where it's all this shooting and killing and these niggas don't get kicked. They don't get shot. They don't break a bone or nothing. And that's kind of how this show is, but it's in Britain. It's by Guy Ritchie. But it's pretty good. But I thought about this last night because I saw the advertisements before. You know, it had a thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple people was like, y'all need to watch this, whatever, whatever. So I started watching. It's pretty good. Do you notice like they kind of niggify your thumbnails on Netflix?
Elaborate. Because I don't pay attention to it.
The gentleman, the main character in The Gentleman, the protagonist, if you will, is a white man.
Okay.
A British white man. But guess who's on the thumbnail on The Gentleman on my Netflix?
The one black friend.
What's his name? Who you said his name? He was on Breaking Bad.
Giancarlo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's the thumbnail. He's not the main character. And you know, you go through your Netflix and you'll see, like, Netflix know that you are. Like, yours might be a whole bunch of black women. Thumbnails. Like, black women at the end of the show.
I didn't have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew they did that. It was another show that they showed the black person as opposed to the white. And they kind of was kind of equal. But they showed the black person as opposed to the white person. But certain things you can't do that. Like, if it's like an all Asian cast or something.
Mm.
But yeah, it had him in there for much. So
I'm gonna pay attention to that.
Yeah. So they niggified mine. They almost had me, but it really was the social media. That reminds, it was something that I heard somebody say. It was like black social media was the reason that Bird Box got so big. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that movie. Yeah, mm-hmm. They said that was black social media was the thing that pushed Bird Box over the top.
I believe that.
It was another show or movie, too, that they said that about.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah. I think that they were talking about the Reese Tisa thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how many views she had or whatever. And, But, yeah. Anything else you've been watching?
Begrudgingly, I watched the Justin Timberlake Tiny Desk.
Oh, he did a Tiny Desk?
Yes, he did.
It was good.
Fuck yes, it was good.
What do you mean, fuck yes? I know. Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Suit and Tie, Justin Timberlake?
Let Janet take the fall for the titty, Timberlake.
That Janet fall.
Abused Britney Spears, Timberlake? Yes.
He abused Britney Spears?
With his fucking talented motherfucking ass.
Well, this is new to me. How he abused Britney?
Britney said that he was not like he wasn't hitting her. But he was
tearing that ass up.
Mentally abusing her.
Oh, that don't count.
What?
knife wielding Britney Spears? I can't take nothing she say for real. Right. Somebody, I gotta have a third, she gotta have third party consent to tell me somebody's been abusing her.
But
he probably was trying to help her out. Niggas talking about free Britney. Britney needed not to be free. Some people just don't need to be left to their own devices.
The boy had a good Tiny Desk, motherfucker.
Is he doing any of that country bullshit?
No, he did his right. He did what Jesus should have did. He did the stuff that we know and the hits and the crowd was into it.
Jesus didn't do the shit that he knew. That nigga had to start three fucking. Didn't we talk about that? Here?
We did.
That nigga had to start three fucking times. That was the worst Tiny Desk ever. I was ashamed of Jesus. Gucci did better. And I ain't even a Gucci fan like that.
But yeah, it was good.
Word, so I forgot about that. Y'all check that shit out. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I watch before we get into this.
I mean,
these emails.
BMF, of course.
Oh God, let me tell y'all something. One of my things about television I've been saying for a long time is I do not like sex scenes. Like most of the sex scenes. 95% of the sex scenes are useless. There's no, like, it don't move.
Old girl whole character is useless. I'm not a fan.
I started following her on social media. She gay in real life, but she only had 2,400 followers.
Because this is a coming out story.
Yeah, it gotta be.
But, to answer the question that you asked on Jones' show.
About?
The dildo. Straps. Was straps prevalent in the 90s, yes.
They were out?
Yes. And I know this.
You was watching porn? They was on porn?
No, from porn.
Your mom? A family member had one?
No, not had one. Catalog. So I remember in the 90s looking in a sex catalog.
And they had them in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I'm going to say, because I ain't going to be telling on my family like that. But
So that was in the house. Y'all had a sex catalog at your house? It's cool. Maybe 10 years from now, one of your sons going to be on the program, and they're going to be like on a program, and they're going to be like, I knew the roles was something because I was in my mama drawer looking for loose change, and I didn't know, you know.
Yeah. Well, they both have already seen my vibrator because I charge it on my desk while I'm working.
Out in public?
But I usually unplug it before they get home. Well, one day I forgot. And I saw T, he came in every day after school. He come in and sit on the edge of my bed.
How old was he at this point?
This was recent, like this high school.
Oh God, he knew what it was.
So
them little girls at the school probably got him. Nah, these kids advanced these days. I'm sorry.
He was talking to me. He bring the mail in. He sit down, he tell me about his day. And I saw his eyes go over to it on my desk, and then he tried to divert like he didn't see it. And I was like, oh my God.
My mom plays herself. It's a movie. I think we talked about it last week. Poor Things. I think that was the name of the movie that won all the Oscars.
Okay.
With Emma Stone, I think that's her name. She won the Oscar. And part of the movie was her playing with herself. Because she was like, she had like died or whatever, and the man brought her back to life. So she was like, kind of like, her mental state wasn't there. She was kind of like a Frankenstein monster type woman. So she was discovering everything. She walked funny and all of that. But some kind of way she figured out that that felt good.
That's a big discovery.
And she was doing it at the table.
I remember when I discovered it.
And they called it something else. You know, I forgot what they said it, but you know, you can't do that in public. You know, they did it. But that reminded me of that when you said that. But so yeah. So you, yeah, you traumatized your son. It reminded me of that Dave Chappelle when they switched the families.
Oh, the lightsaber.
And he had And he's sitting with the cigarette in the corner of his mouth, winding that shit around. Y'all don't use them no more to do it.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with old vibrator now.
But I mean, you know, y'all want suction and double pump at the same time.
I mean, I don't own a Rose.
What?
I'm scared.
How many
of the Rose.
Do you have?
Just two. Just two vibrators. It's, well, two vibrators and a dildo. But I'm scared of the Rose.
Do you like have a threesome?
Like you in my business?
You
oh
have
my
like
God.
You have your vibrator, your dildo going at the same time.
You are in my business.
Ask me some questions. I don't mind answering. You know. It was one woman. I was in my 20s. She was in her 30s. She had a whole, like, you know them gym bags? That motherfucker was heavy. It was just full of gadgets and gadgets and who's-its and what's-its was in there.
See, it's fun when you can do that with your partner.
It's fun when you can do it with yourself, apparently.
I mean, it is. It's very fun when you can do it with yourself. But if you have a partner that allows you to pull that stuff out.
Exactly. So when I pull out half a bitch, I pull out a torso with titties and no arms and legs, you just watch. Watch me thrust violently. Aggressively thrust into a torso and make wild noises.
Because that vibration will feel good to y'all too. That's why men wear cock rings.
That ain't why I wear a cock ring.
Vibrating cock
rings. You don't feel it.
Y'all don't feel the vibration?
No, because I mean you do, but you wear it the other way. It don't be on your balls, it be at the top part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really, that don't do nothing for us.
Really?
No. And then it'd be so tight. But yeah. That's for her, that's for Ribbon. That's for her pleasure. And then you got to stay. Yeah. I don't mind help. You should see me on the court. You know what I'm saying? I tell them play the baseline. I got the middle. You know what I mean? We're gonna double team these motherfuckers.
Please.
Yes. Yes. Don't pull out something too big now. What you trying to say? You want me to? I let that thing handle the front. Then I take the back. I don't. Nah, you ain't gonna outdo me with the hashitashi. Your thing is a hashitashi? You got a hashitashi?
It's not a hashitashi.
Oh. I seen a hashitashi. Last thing though, it was a young lady. She had just got the Rose or whatever. And she called me laughing. She was like crying, laughing.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? She was like, oh my God.
She just had the best orgasm of her life, didn't she?
That was before she had to boil, but. You know, that was in our
I'm scared of it. I'm scared of the Rose.
She said it made her squirt for the first time.
Oh, first? Poor baby.
I mean, she ain't had no complaints.
I squirt all the time. It's just hardly a man in the room
by
with
yourself?
Me. Oh, that's why you got. That's why only been a man in the room with me once.
That's why you have trouble straightening out your index finger.
Yeah. Please read that email.
Captain Hook.
Oh my God.
Shiver me timbers. Then the next time she called, that was she gonna do. Shiver me timbers, matey. Batten down the hatches. Clean the poop deck. You really go clean the poop deck.
If it's hard enough,
yeah.
You gotta shit before you start all that orcas.
Hey, yo.
Ladies know what I'm talking about.
You do have.
If you got a shit, you are not gonna have your strongest orgasm.
You not gonna have. That ain't just for ladies. That's for men too.
Really?
Yeah. If I got to pee a teen a little bit, it'll take forever for me to get there. I might not get it. We got an email from the homie DJ High Star from Carolina Sports Talk. Shout out to him and last week's guest, Big Cliff. He says, "You're what's up? What's good, fam? Hey, just checking in this week. Out here in Lancaster, taking a break from putting together Amy's swag swag prize pack. Salute to Big Cliff, Cliff Vitale, like Dickie V, Dick Vitale. Holding it down for Carolina Sports Talk on the show last week. Excuse me. I definitely be having saved notes and thoughts I frequently forget to put in my emails each week. Dreamville, I'm out there. I like the lineup. Still room for surprises, but light enough to where it won't be super duper fupa crowded. But I'm excited to see Monica Key Glock. I know Sexy Red gonna be lit too, but I fuck with the lineup.
Get it, Sexy.
Oh God. It's a video of her on stage with American flag get up. And they say she was singing a song. I heard a little bit of it. She was like trying to sing.
Oh, she was singing Scissors part.
Oh. On what song?
Rich Baby Daddy.
That's Drake, that Drake song?
Yeah.
Oh. I think she's shout out to Diggy. But I think she an industry plant.
She's sprouting. She's producing great fruit.
You mean a ghetto child? You think look, Young Thug baby's gonna be wild. I'm motherfucking tired. He said, "All right, BMF, let's get to it. God bless Charles, but that nigga is reaping everything he sold with Mabel's harlot ass Jezebel. Always enjoy seeing him trying to get back in good, and Lucille ain't having it. Now she done got Isaiah Washington stunt double hitting on her and putting pressure on her while he in Atlanta." Shaking my head. R. Smelly said it best. When a woman's fed up.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
And how about Charles being in the mix at Jack the Rapper? Ellen laughing my ass off with a whole bunch of O's. He said, Cub was squabbling.
Yeah.
Cub buying Clark sister merch, doing housing inspections all in one trip. The acting is comical. The writing too, yes. He said, nobody. Little baby. He said, I'm from Atlanta rolling with Meech now. Now he said, I'm from Atlanta, but I'm rolling with Meech.
He put it all together.
Yes. Like, he did not need to be, he added no value.
He didn't even need to be in the scene, but okay. All right, whatever.
He said, Terry had one of the toughest lives as a drug dealer. Plug always getting robbed, killed, or arrested. Niggas in the city don't respect him without Meech. Getting shot at with Carmelo's son, mother in the car. CPS coming from for the fam, shaking my head. Some of that shit about Terry, because them boys really did start beefing in real life. Because
mm-hmm.
Terry wanted to be more low key. And Meech wanted to, you know, was mm-hmm. you know, he was all outlandish and stuff. I wonder if that all that shit coming from Meech to make Terry look bad on the show.
But Terry got something to do with the show, don't he?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I don't think, because all of the narration is Meech.
No.
Oh, Terry's the...
Well, but it's the actor playing Terry. It's not the real Terry.
No, but I'm saying, like, I thought all of the, like, you know, before mm-hmm. the episodes...
At the end of this show, it was Terry talking.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay. All right. Because he said he tender dick and all kind of stuff like that. I wouldn't say that about my brother to the world. And my brother out.
He put the T in tender dick.
Yeah. But seriously, wanted to ask y'all perspective on this. Especially be easy... Because how close you are to the situation. Two Chainz character, I pretty much get it, who he is playing. But are you familiar with who he is portraying? And has your cousin come into play yet? Nope. He hasn't. Curious about that. What y'all thought about Pop? All right, next question, LOL. Yeah, I don't know who big...
Why do we need Tupac?
What's Tupac... What year is it supposed to be?
I don't know. You be keeping up the years.
Not on this show. That's on Snowfall. Yeah, on this show, I just play in the background.
Why do we need Tupac? And Tupac didn't start wearing that bandana
until like 96.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what they're saying all in the comments. But I'm thinking it's got to be like 91, 92.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Still early 90s.
And if that's the case, Tupac was still with Digital Underground. Maybe he just started out on his own, but if he going to Jack the Rapper, I don't think Digital Underground or Tupac was at like Jack the Rapper. Like, I could be wrong, but no. I want to say the thing that happened with Dr. Dre and D. Barnes. I want to say that happened at Jack the Rapper because she was trying to interview him there, if I'm not mistaken, y'all, you know. Because I want to say they were in Atlanta when that happened. Because didn't on, yeah, that, but I just don't see why they shoehorned Tupac in there. We didn't need
need that scene.
We don't need Lil Baby being an actor. We don't need this gay super thug woman. I don't know. I don't know. Now, anybody let me know if she's supposed to be a real character. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she is a real person. Because I think most of the main people are real people. Or could be like a combination of people or whatever. But yeah, my cousin hasn't been introduced yet. He might not get introduced. I don't know. He probably will, though. But it's probably later on in the 90s. So it might be like next season. Unless they like skip ahead because... I don't think he was in Atlanta in the 90. He was still in high school in like 91, 92. I don't think he graduated till like 93 or something like that. So,
okay.
But yeah. I'm going to say some random thoughts and y'all take what y'all will from it. Lil Rel on Club Shay Shay. All these comedians trying to get on the good foot and get some viral traction.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on there. Jalen Green. Been balling since the pregnancy announcement. Ugh, I ain't even following.
He just did something big. I saw a post.
Oh, like he made a whole bunch of posts or something? Okay. Well, he ain't got no choice. See, I really like that Amy don't fuck with Jess Hilarious. Yeah. I get why they got her, but she was not the best choice. She is getting a little better. You'll never know.
Never will.
She is getting a little better with doing her stuff. I think that comes from preparation to just her living there. Now I did see this. Charleston BMF, Professor Ogilvy, the nigga from Coming to America, Eric LaSalle, Lionel Richie, all look like they at the same family reunion.
I actually saw a post where somebody was like, oh, I know where we know Charles from. Yeah. And it was a picture from
Coming to America.
Soul Glow.
Yeah, the Soul Glow.
Come
yeah.
on now.
He said, all right, I'll holler at y'all later. Also random, Bryson Tiller, whatever she want, is my latest little DJ go-to track. All right, y'all have a great show, DJ High Star. Damn, nigga, put the pressure on us to have a fucking great show. Shit, he's a regular nigga. So thank you for that, though. We appreciate it. Oh, this is something. You know, you talking about your son be baking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had an idea because I go to Slim Chickens. We about to open the Slim Chickens in Florence. But I go to one, you know, right now for my job, and they have like the desserts in a jar.
Oh, okay.
So I have like 10 the jars at my house. Yeah, that's how much I be going. But I was like, man, maybe I could do my own dessert in a jar.
Okay.
You ever did a dessert in a jar?
I never made any. I ate a few.
Yeah.
More than a few.
Several. And I keep the jars. What you do with your jar?
I used to keep them for little things around the house, but that led into my pack rat shit, so I threw them out. I'm trying not to be a pack rat.
Maybe that's... Well, see, I use them, like, if I make juice. Juice or whatever. But then I was like, man, I can make dessert in a jar. So I'm thinking about that. That was one thing I thought about, doing dessert in a jar. But yeah.
I can't wait for that little chicken joint. We can't never have enough chicken. I love chicken. I want to be a chicken.
You just want to get eaten. Amy, let's see. Where should we start? You watch women's college basketball?
Watched a game.
Which game you watched?
The fight.
You watched that game?
Because people was on talking about like, oh, them girls getting rowdy out there. I was like, oh, let me tune in.
You know, we was watching that game here. Yeah, last Sunday. Was that last Sunday? Yeah.
Yeah, by the time I got home. Yeah. By the time I got home, it was on. Because it started at 3:30.
I think so. Yeah. With a guard from, was she from Colombia? I think so. Malaysia for Wally. You know what's crazy? I've never heard nobody fuck up her name.
I haven't.
So shout out
to her.
That's
good. Yeah.
And them spelling all them damn letters. But she has a multi-year NIL deal with Steph Curry's signature brand. So shout out to her.
Yeah. I like her. I don't know a lot about sports. Y'all know that. But I don't know. It's something about her that just seems so so pure and wholesome.
I mean, how unwholesome can you be when you're 19 years old? You ain't got corrupted by life yet. You're just so innocent. So shout out to her.
I'm saying, if I had to put her and Angel Reese up against each other, who's the wholesome person? I'm choosing Malaysia.
Oh, yeah. Angel got some years on her, too. She's seen some things. But yeah, shout out to her. That reminds me of a post you posted of a young player. He's young to us. He's going in the draft from South Carolina. Xavier Leggett. not too much on him because I know his aunt.
No. You know? I'm happy for all of his success, but that post was hilarious.
I have never heard a young man talk.
Never.
But he talks. He don't talk like somebody from where he from. He talk like he from Tennessee or something.
He sound like
he talk from West Virginia.
A white man from Tennessee.
No, he talk like Randy Moss. When Randy Moss was in college, and Randy Moss is from West Virginia. The white man from Tennessee can't talk for shit. But yeah, when they were having their pro day, I was there. I delivered to the facility, but I didn't know what was. I was like, damn, it was my first time going there. I was like, damn, it's a lot of cars. And I saw some of the football players there was eating and stuff. It was in the morning. I was like, okay, they got practice, you know, spring practice or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then there was a few nice cars out there. You know, somebody pulled up in a big ass Escalade or whatever. But, you know, it was just random cars. And then later on, I saw where they had the pro day. I was like, oh shit, I was there. I was like, I thought it was weird they had all them cars. But yeah, shout out to University of South Carolina and their sports getting some notoriety, mainly the women's basketball team. I'll never pull for the men's.
Oh, well, that coach got coach of the year.
Who?
The men's coach.
For what?
Basketball.
Oh, I'm talking about football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about football. Yeah, basketball. Hey, black people. Yeah, I'm talking about football.
Oh, fuck Carolina, South Carolina football.
Yeah. And every time
fuck Clemson football, too. But
yeah, you know. Definitely Clemson, too. Every time somebody calls them USC, I correct them. No, that's not USC. The real USC is in L.A. On the West Coast. And they got sued for it. But I always big up them women. Let's see what else happened in the world. People were talking about this. Mike Tyson is going to box Jake Paul. Yeah, Jake Paul in, what is it, July?
I'm so scared.
June? No, hold up.
It's July. It's in the summer. I know it's in the summer.
Yeah, July something. Yeah, July 20th on Netflix.
I'm so scared.
For Mike Tyson?
Yeah. I'm scared. Of course I'm rooting for Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Obviously. But scared.
Root for the rapist. Okay.
I'm a root for the black man.
The black rapist. No, I'm joking, Mike. I don't think he did it.
I'm scared.
Why? You think he's going to die?
No, I don't think he's going to die, but why are we doing this?
I don't know. 57 years old. Oof. I don't know how it feels to be 57 years old. But that dude be boxing, though.
Now, I want somebody to beat the fucking brakes off of Jake Paul. I want to see this before I leave this earth.
Do he be doing shit?
I'm getting racist vibes from him. I don't know either.
I don't know either. I was listening to something. They said that him and his brother, they bought a whole bunch of land in like Puerto Rico. And they be roaming around Puerto Rico or whatever. But I don't know.
I want somebody to get him though. But
I think he did lose to somebody. I think he did lose a match. But the fight might... See, and Mike Tyson ain't the same Mike Tyson that he was before. Like, all that fast punching and stuff inspiring look good, but can he really knock a nigga out still? Like, do he really have that evilness in him to want to kill somebody in the ring?
Are you willing to bite this nigga ear? Like, he didn't got healed. You know what I'm saying? He done been a counselor and shit.
He be all high all the time. Smoking that weed and
we
doing
need that
shrooms.
Other Mike Tyson.
Yeah, we need. We don't even need bite the ear Mike Tyson. We needed Mike Tyson before then. Because bite the ear Mike Tyson was after he got out of jail, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we need pre-jail Mike Tyson. Yeah, but it said Jake Paul's long loss came by split decision to Tom Fury on February 26, 2023. So
I don't know. I'm scared. I mean, I'm gonna watch it. If there's a fight, somebody having a party, I might go to it. But mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Let's see what else happened.
Invite me to your fight party. Ooh. It's Netflix. Everybody got Netflix. Come on.
Yeah. I'm watching that shit at home. Oh, I heard about this a couple weeks ago. I'm sure you did too. Did you hear about that U.S. theft ring?
Who what?
Yeah, it was a retail theft ring. They allegedly stole $8 million in cosmetics, and they got caught. The lady that oversaw everything, her name was Michelle Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they had people steal from stores like Ulta and Sephora. I mean, then they took the stuff and sold it on Amazon. Say they were arrested along with seven people who allegedly participated in the thefts after an investigation by state and federal agencies and teams from Sephora and Ulta.
I mean, we seen the videos of these people in these stores mm-hmm. stealing this stuff. Who knew they was going to be the ones behind it?
Yep, and... People,
y'all just swore up and down it was black people too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was black people doing the stealing.
Yeah, yeah.
But not being behind it though. Cause people would be like, why, what you gonna do with stealing all that stuff? Sell it. On Amazon for sell really. It.
I seen a Facebook post of somebody locally got perfume.
Really?
Yeah.
Real perfume?
Yeah.
For the low?
That's what they say.
Don't try no fool shit. Now we open carry. I got that thing with me now. I got that thing with me. We open carry. That open carry law is crazy.
Crazy.
It's cool. I'm with it. But now you can carry your gun in your car.
Yeah.
And it can be concealed. And you can carry concealed.
Concealed.
I thought the law was going to be, it had to be, you still had to have a license to conceal carry, but you don't need a license to conceal carry either. So.
You can just go buy a gun. It's Wild Wild West out here.
And it's 18 years old can get a handgun.
Yep, 18.
Which is, well, not crazy, because if you can vote and go to war, you should be able to buy a handgun. So, but yeah, her store sold goods at almost 50% less than retail price and bought in almost $2 million in 2022.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Says authorities found large amounts of steel package makeup organized and prepped for shipping at her house. Says with assistance from Ulta and Sephora, they recovered an estimated $400,000 in products from residences.
All right, makeup girlies. This mm-hmm. is why y'all shit is the price going up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, for y'all who still buy it legit from Ulta and Sephora.
The price is going up.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a makeup girlie.
Oh.
But.
Now the price going up because the gas it cost to ship that motherfucker there. It said the scale of the crime ring. Said they stole items from stores in 21 counties, from Sacramento to Los Angeles. So they only stole in California
and sold $2 million. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I thought it was gonna be a multi-state thing. Said she had a 45 square foot home which had a vineyard and chapel that she and her husband rented out for weddings. Wow. Damn. It's gotta be, cause you know they have a way that people walk into the like Nike outlet and just take a whole bunch of stuff out mm-hmm. and they walk into these Louis Vuitton stores mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff.
And then when you chase them.
Company policy. So it's gotta be places online where you can buy the stuff for the low.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Well, visit my Amazon store. be easy. This is not stolen.com. let's see what else happened this week. I don't know how much y'all care about this. We were talking about TV shows earlier. It's going to be a new Power spinoff.
That's the one everybody was waiting on, right?
Oh, the Ghost.
Is this
Tommy
what you've been waiting for?
The Tommy Ghost spinoff called Origins. Have you been waiting for it?
Oh, just the streets, the Facebook streets are talking because when the shows are on, in my timeline, in my algorithm, I get a lot of posts from people who watch the show. And on Raising Kanan, they keep saying, well, who is Tommy? When are we going to see Tommy and Ghost? Where's Tommy and Ghost? So there you go. Now you got it.
You know what? Okay, because they're ending Tariq's show, though.
Yeah, it got to end.
I mean, eventually, yes, but I figured that would be the one to last the longest. I figured that one would last longer than Raising Kanan because Raising Kanan going to go into.
Yeah.
I figured, they're probably going to announce the final season of that soon, too.
Yeah.
Because he's got to go into the Tommy Ghost show. Mm-hmm. That's probably what's going to happen. That's going to go into the Tommy Ghost show.
Well, is it 50 time by Up with Stars? So that's probably why he's wrapping up all these shows.
That's probably it. And he did by his own studio. He building his own studio in like Mississippi or something like that. Maybe it's Alabama. I think it's Mississippi.
Because he'll come up with something else.
But where will it be?
The boy is boy kind of got a knack for this.
I guess.
Just think about BMF, the only one that's kind of based on true stories in the Power universe. But
I mean, he's just the executive producer. Like,
well, yeah. Because, I mean, Courtney Kemp is the writer. Person behind it.
Yeah. Everybody giving 50 the praise. It's that lady who write the shit. 50 need to do this. 50 ain't doing shit. But antagonizing Rick Ross and Diddy. That's all he doing. I guess I'll watch it. Especially if they do it in a good way to go from Raising Kanan to the Origins.
So since the shows in the Power universe are so off the rails, do you think that Ghost is dead? Because we have not seen a body.
A better question would be, do I care if Ghost is dead? And I think we all know the answer to that. Do I think he's dead? He's dead if they can't pay Amari Hardrick enough money.
True.
It wouldn't make no sense for him to be alive at this point.
Well, because he wanted out of the life, and there was no way to get out of it.
Were he in Cuba?
Could be. They weren't gonna let that man live and just run truth and just be a club owner.
Yeah, you can't get away scot free. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Anything can happen in the Power universe.
Yeah. I'm over to come down with wings or something for all this. He possess another person and Tasha, this is Tommy. I mean, this is Ghost. I really am a ghost. Fuck up, nigga. Some Game of Thrones type shit. These stories this week are all over the place. Something I can identify with. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Michael B. Jordan, he confesses that he's lonely at times.
Motherfucker, you ain't. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What?
Go ahead, read the story.
He revealed why he's not rushing in a relationship despite feeling lonely at times. He reflected on the worst parts of himself during the Monday, March 11th episode of the On Purpose with Jay Shetty podcast. You know, you ever heard of that podcast?
I had never heard of that podcast.
I heard that name, though. Jay Shetty sounds familiar. Says that his love for multitasking and juggling the balancing act of his many professions has led to a loneliness he can't escape. He said, there's a loneliness that I have. The responsibility that you have is isolating, and the weight is isolating. The worst part of that is the feeling like nobody really understands. Sometimes falling in the spaces of being alone, feeling alone, and sometimes I want to go to Iraq. When there's, yeah.
Nigga.
You don't think he's lonely?
Oh, no, I really do think he is. But what y'all always tell black women?
What?
Settle.
Now, he tried to be with old girl. She left him.
Okay, get somebody else.
I don't think it's...
Don't get that white woman you really want.
You think he really want a white woman? I don't hate it. You think he really want... He had a black woman. The last woman he was with was what? A white woman?
After Lori?
He was with a white woman after that?
Probably.
I mean, with, not...
No, court. Not with, with. Not I mean, Lori courtes. Was with, but he has a history of... what's that girl? TSC?
Who is that?
Bree TC. One of
now you're just making up names.
No, it's one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas.
He had it
or something. Yeah. But she said he couldn't fuck.
Oh wow. Oh, she did say that on a podcast or something, ain't it? She's like racially ambiguous. See? Anyway. I thought that was interesting. But you can be, you can have a lot of people around and still be lonely.
That's true.
Go to counseling, you rich nigga. You might want to hear that on the podcast. Or either go to counseling or find a new religion. Like our light skinned brethren, Sean King and his wife.
He my brother.
He is your brother.
Well, I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day and I am 1% Irish, so.
You are? It is? It's only two niggas I wanted to see celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and that's Big Cliff and his cousin. What's his cousin's name? God damn, is it Andre? What's that nigga name? Big Cliff, DJ High Style, what's his name? I forgot his name. But, you know, he light skin. He got red hair. Let you know he Irish. But yeah, Big Cliff is...
Oh, I seen the pictures of him.
He's like 23% Irish.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga. Don't talk that black shit to me. I'm 96% African. I'm a king. We was kings. Yeah, but Sean King took his shahada on Monday. I guess all that Palestine stuff got to him and he wanted to join their religion.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I wonder how many Christians live in Palestine. Is it just Muslims? Some people think it's cap.
Well, ain't they already asking for money, ain't it? And what did he put up? It was some type of link, like immediately after he announced that he
it's some kind of tour or something over. With him, Macklemore, and some other white dude. No,
Macklemore.
The dude ain't white, but Macklemore was gonna be a part of it. You know, Amanda Seale, she been commenting on all kind of stuff, and Macklemore commented. He was like, "Yeah, it wasn't my idea to put my face in the middle." I'm saying on the post, it was he was like the, but he's like the biggest star. So, you want to get white people involved, get Macklemore involved. Yeah, not only him, Lil Jon. He's committed to Islam. So,
if they say so, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with Muslim. I mean, I want people to do whatever they want to do, but I want them to do it for the right reasons.
I'll do it right. I don't want to see you eat no pepperoni pizzas. I want y'all to pray 5 times a day. Muslims, I don't think drinking is against their religion.
Mm-hmm.
No liquor. No liquor, well, niggas.
Lil Jon Ben stopped doing all that stuff, right?
I guess. I don't know.
You know, he released a meditation album a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. All that hollering. Muslims don't be hollering like that.
Yeah, he can't even perform yell no more.
Mm-hmm.
He can't turn down for what?
Turn down for what? Turn down for Allah. That's who you turn down for.
Can't go from the window to the wall. He can't do none of that no more.
He can't do that. Nope. He can go from his feet to his knees, facing east. Yes. Shout out to them, though. Like Sharif Daddy said on What's the movie was that? Boys to Men, Men to Society? If Allah can do more for him than Jesus, can make him a better man than Jesus or something. I was like, damn, that's profound right there. I don't care who you're serving. Just don't be an asshole. So shout out to them Muslim brothers, inshallah. Let's see what else happened. I was going to make this my scam of the week, but this is something interesting I found out that all y'all talking about SBA loans or PPP loans. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all favorite rapper got a SBA loan. Dwayne Carter. He informed the government that his touring company was a drug-free workplace. And that the dangers of drugs such as weed was communicated to employees. So under the terms, if anyone violated the rules, they would be punished or forced to go to a drug rehabilitation center. The SBA issued Lil Wayne's company Young Money Touring Inc. an $8 million check. $8.9 million to be exact. Now, a report said that the SBA did not thoroughly investigate the claims of Lil Wayne's company. But now they, you know, going back and doing some inspections and doing their due diligence, what they should have did before giving out all this money to everybody in the world. The inspector general of the agency said that employees had only 4 hours to do a complete review of the applications. The SBA also said that the drug certification process was fairly narrow and it didn't cover personal actions of company employees like Lil Wayne or any drug use outside of the period from March 2022. To June 2022, and they got this money from this, you know, this grant fund or whatever to keep the certain music venues from going bankrupt. But I guess through auditing and all of this other stuff, these investigations, they found, like, you know, some of the people were lying, and the date they recovered $40 million from different companies or whatever. And now they want to recover this $9 million from Lil Wayne because they knew, looking at his eyes, that he lied about being drug free. So it wasn't just your neighbor or them niggas that bought scat packs that got them loans. It was a whole bunch of other companies too.
I missed that. Run that back.
Some people did it good because all they did was the SBA. And then, you know, go for the gusto. Niggas was getting $30,000 and $40,000 and losing their jobs and shit.
It's just, I didn't see the way people were spending that money at first. But a lot of people, they didn't spend it on, like, material things. Like, a lot of women. And I see y'all, and hey, I am not bashing y'all in any kind of way. But a lot of women got work done.
Oh, body work.
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna say a lot of women like open businesses.
No.
A lot of people, so some people did open businesses. A lot of people used that money to get into trucking. But a lot of people did like spend that money bad. And people talk about inflation now. That's really the cause of a lot of the inflation that's going on now. So, like, it's a podcast I listened to, the last podcast on the left. And they were talking about how, like, during the pandemic, like, you couldn't buy no Gucci. Can't buy no Louis. Like, and these people that, you know, would normally go to the store, buy some shoes, or you walk in by the shoes or walk in by whatever, they were like, you couldn't really buy that stuff. Because, you know, people was getting them loans and buying all the stuff up. Then they were talking a long time about, like, certain, you know, Rolex watches, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they were like, a watch that used to cost like $9,000 before the pandemic, after the pandemic, like, all the Rolexes was like basically sold out. So, like, a $9,000 watch after the pandemic was like $15,000.
That's crazy. The fuck you gonna do with it?
Like, that's, they drove the prices up of, like, basically everything, like, especially, like, luxury goods. And that's...
It's just everybody was just so irresponsible with the money. Yep. And now they ain't got nothing to show for it. Mm-hmm. But a fat ass.
Or a car. But, yeah, that's what a lot of people did. So, like... I see people all the time talking about this, inflation that. It, look beside you. Look at your people. It's their fault. Even like with cars, like the prices of cars went up so much. Like, my car was worth like $15,000 more than I paid for it.
Wow.
A year
previous. And it's hard to buy a used car right now.
Yep. Yep. Like, all that kind of stuff, like, happened. It was partly like because of inventory, like from coming overseas and stuff, because, you know, they weren't shipping stuff like that. But then, like, once people start getting that money, they start buying cars and all kind of stuff. So look at your neighbor. when the road was closed, gas was like one something. And once it opened back up, niggas ain't wanting to be safe. They just wanted to rip and run up and down the goddamn street, and gas went up. Now gas back up high, three something.
It sure is. Yeah. It crept for like the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm.
Sneaking and geeking. And that bitch high as a motherfucker. So speaking of sneaking and geeking, who was sneaking and geeking? That wasn't OJ, was it? That was some other nigga.
What?
You ain't never heard the phrase sneaking and geeking?
I've heard it before, but I didn't know it originated from somebody.
Yeah, it originated from a rapper. OJ the Juice Man. he made the trap say A a little bit too he much. Did. His real name is Old. Okay, now that why I see why they call him OJ.
Otis Jr.
he was arrested for. Of course he sells drugs. I mean, what you gonna do after you rap? He wasn't lying. Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Hey. He was arrested for trafficking cocaine, illegal drugs, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Deputies initiated a traffic stop on him on his 2024 Black Ford Expedition. Okay, he was riding nice. Okay, Expedition 22, that was about an $80,000 car there. On March 4th, just before 11 p.m., he led police on a brief chase, eventually pulling over for police on Highway 35 on I-85 southbound in Grantville. He was charged with a multitude of charges, including attempting to elude police officers, speeding, failure to maintain lane, two counts of possession with intent to distribute, obstruction of law enforcement, and tamper. Now, see, y'all just adding shit on. Tamper with evidence.
And make no mistake, he still make music.
Oh, yeah, because he was on...
He just made a song with Suki called I Sell Pussy. No, okay. Selling Coochie. That's the name of it. Selling Coochie.
And somebody's... It's a meme going around with Suki, Sexy Red, is it Lotto, and that other girl who ain't as famous, but she kind of popular. It was saying y'all don't like these two because they darker, and y'all don't like these two because y'all accept these two because they like it. They all get them.
I mean,
I've never seen Lotto's Coochie Juices in public. I've like Sexy Red be Suki be sucking dick. Sexy Red was twerking in the hospital.
So we're not gonna act like colorism ain't real in hip hop now.
It is, but I mean,
what? Who's the
placenta wasn't even out yet? She was twerking.
The dark skinned rapper that people like.
Dark skinned woman rapper.
Yeah.
Rhapsody.
Y'all niggas don't like Rhapsody.
Niggas do like Rhapsody.
Niggas don't like Rhapsody.
She just released something. Niggas like Rhapsody.
Niggas do not like
niggas
Rhapsody.
Niggas like Rhapsody.
No, they don't.
Niggas don't like none of these women, really.
Exactly. First of all.
No, I'm talking about the ghetto twerking.
But the ones that they tolerate. So a nigga tolerate Nicki Minaj. A nigga tolerate Lotto.
Niggas tolerate Meg. Yes.
Niggas hate Meg.
Niggas hate Meg because of Tory.
Took the opportunity to hate Meg the first chance they got it.
The first chance they got it was when they came up with that wet ass pussy song. That made it. Because they used to say, you know, she rap. She rap the same all the time, but she rap, which was cool.
But y'all still like Cardi B?
Y'all stop saying y'all.
Okay, men still like Cardi B.
People,
but they hate they. People, it's a lot of colorism.
But people,
in it now.
People know Cardi outside of rap. They know her from what's the show?
Men don't know Cardi from no fucking Love and Hip Hop.
The first person who I saw talk about Cardi was Charlamagne, because he was like, I like her personality. I hope her career takes off. He was like, because I think people was following her on social media real heavy.
But
so.
the average man did the average not watch man. Love and Hip Hop. They hate
no. You throw them terms around loosely now. Niggas don't hate Cardi B.
They don't.
I think they
tolerate.
That's
what I'm saying. It's colorism.
But no, it ain't color. Because Cardi B don't do what her aesthetic is not like Sexy Red aesthetic.
City Girls.
They fuck with the City Girls.
Men like the City Girls? Since when?
They fuck with them.
Men hate the City Girls.
No, men don't hate. They just say that one of them can't rap.
Y'all, hey, every time Miami open her mouth, a man got something to say.
Every time anybody open their mouth, anybody got something to say. You just, I think you just zero in on what the men say. I forgot about them too, though. But
it's some colorism in there.
Lotto can really rap, though.
They lust after Lotto.
Lotto can really rap, though, from what I hear. Cause she didn't she win that show?
Y'all don't give a fuck if these bitches can rap.
Niggas do. That's what I hear. And you keep saying y'all.
Men. Yes. Men who listen to rap music. I'm sorry.
Well, me personally, I care if they can rap. Now, I heard Lotto can rap because she was on, what song did she have recently dissing?
Sunday Service.
Yeah. And she pulled up in that girl and she, you know, she really can rap. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, I'm Big Mama.
Megan can rap, but mm-hmm. she just rap the same all the time. It gets tiring. Sexy Red, just no. There's nothing about her that I like. I'm cool. She like wearing glasses. Wonderful.
Oh, she ain't got no choice.
She can wear contacts. Suki. I think she just do anything for shock value. Because one time she was talking about she was crying and she's giving her life to the Lord and she met Dr. Umar and now she's back selling coochie, did you say?
That's the name of the song.
Selling coochie. Okay. Well, I mean, Jesus did have Mary Magdalene in the clique, so. But it's, who else? What's the Tink?
Tink more of a singer.
Yeah, true.
And she's dark skinned, and y'all don't fuck with her. I'm sorry, men don't fuck with her.
That's not true. I only hear men.
There's a clip going on right now. Tink was opening for somebody in Miami, and she was on stage singing, and people was like in their phone, laughing, high fiving.
People,
they were paying no attention to her on stage.
Men or women?
Everybody.
Okay, yeah. So y'all, how I feel? Y'all, nigga, they looking dead at me. Y'all, my wide open.
Women
now.
Are the worst when it comes to colorism.
I will not stand by
there's
that.
There's more women that hate Sexy Red than men.
It ain't got nothing to do with her complexion. And she's not even
if
dark. She's just
red,
dusty.
If Sexy Red was light skinned.
If Sexy Red washed, you and her would be the same complexion.
See, look at that.
What? She looks.
Now, how do we know she's not clean?
She looks dusty. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because she smokes copious amounts of marijuana.
Okay.
She doesn't look clean. I'm sorry.
Now what we got to do with cleanliness?
We make have a put a dust a dust cloud over you. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. No. I'm sorry, y'all niggas can talk what y'all want to. I smell the weed for one coming a mile away, and everybody.
There is a person, a mutual person that we know right now who has been on this show who smokes every day, and you wouldn't call her dusty.
I probably would. Do she smoke morning, noon, and night?
Do we know if Sexy Red smoke morning, morning,
she
noon,
got a,
and night?
I bet whoever this person is will stop weed smoking. That dusty haze would, and niggas would be like, oh, your skin looks so good.
Nope.
What did you do?
This heifer glows.
I don't believe it. And I believe she got the dusty haze. You can tell me after the mic, and I will not eat my words. I don't know a motherfucker who smoke weed every day who don't have the dust haze. I don't care how clean you are. It's a haze over you. And Sexy Red has it. What time is it? We got time. But yeah, it's Sexy Red, her aesthetic. She wear them cheap ass clothes.
She one of the girls. Okay, so
that don't,
why not wear stuff that for the people that you can relate to? She wear the same shit her fans wearing.
Her fans don't wear them $250,000 chain. Don't give me that bullshit.
Cardi, last week, a couple of weeks ago, Cardi made a song where she was made fun of women who buy Coach bags. And they made her back walk that whole verse. And she was like, oh, no, no, no. I'm not making fun of Coach Bags. I'm not that rich.
That's, no, she is that rich.
I mean,
one.
She is.
For two, when Cardi step out and she put that shit on, Cardi put that shit on.
Exactly.
Sexy Red could have did it before the baby. Now she got
she
a little.
She don't want to.
She should.
No, why?
Because you don't want to be the same. You getting older.
She ain't. Cardi Red. I mean, oh, dang, Cardi Red. Sexy Red is not buying out of her means yet. She is dressing appropriately for where she is in her career.
Amy, buying a $10 outfit to buying a $100 outfit is not buying out of your means.
She is. She don't have exactly to. What she's
she don't
to.
Have to go.
Y'all don't like that girl because how she looks.
Not y'all. No. She.
People.
She don't have to. She don't have to spend $10 from Rainbow. She
people
can
don't
go
like that
to
girl
Macy's.
Because of how she look.
She ain't. She not ugly.
The fuck she gonna wear out of Macy's?
What the hell you mean? You know what they sell in Macy's? They sell good stuff in Macy's.
They do, but not for the type of rapper that Sexy is.
What you mean, type of rapper?
She rap about pussy.
You can dress however you want to dress it. Wow. Look at y'all.
No.
See how y'all do? Why you got to dress a certain way to rap about pussy?
I love that she's in her element. That she's not being something that
gonna,
she ain't.
Next you're gonna
y'all don't like that girl because she how she look.
Next you're going to tell her to stop wearing glasses because you can't wear glasses and rap about
I
pussy.
I love that she wear glasses. I wear glasses. I don't have them on today because I left them.
And you're ashamed.
I'm struggling a little bit, but
Sexy Red, I'm sorry. Like, it's all an act to me. It's all an act. I think she puts on ghetto. And she's wearing ghetto as a. It's not. I don't think it's out there.
I think Ice Spice is who y'all think Sexy Red is. Ice Spice is like Clarence from 8 Mile.
Which
Clarence's
one?
Parents have a real nice marriage. That's Ice Spice. Ice Spice grew up there.
Yeah, but she, her whole shit is different though.
What she ain't ghetto? She don't have short shorts and shit.
Just having short shorts ain't ghetto to me. It's classless, but it's not ghetto.
Ice Spice and Sexy Red pretty much dress alike, except Ice Spice stuff might not be. It might be like pastel colors or some shit.
It's
they
not as
essentially
cheap.
Got on the same shit.
No.
Yes.
No. You talking to a nigga who be paying attention to women's clothing. You're not going to pull the literal wool over my eyes, beloved. That ain't the same clothes.
Y'all accept her more because people accept her more because she's light skinned.
I don't like her either because she can't rap for shit. Now, I think she did go to like private school or something. She played a sport in college or something like that. But she's horrible too, cause as soon as her music drops, she walk on stage and then turn around. Bitch, I don't want you rapping. She Ace Ventura rapping through her butt. I don't want to see that shit. I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Well, I'm talking about the masses, not you.
They hate her too. Niggas hate her too.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
not as much as they hate Sexy. Y'all gonna get off my girl.
I'm not. Sexy Red. Once she stops smoking all that weed. Watch her skin clear.
Oh my God, she just was pregnant.
She was smoking while she was pregnant. You saw the video. You laughed. You threw your head back because you know I ain't making shit up. Was she not smoking while she was pregnant?
This is colorism at its finest.
It ain't as dark as I am.
Colorism.
Do I have light skinned people in my family?
And also, the same way that people don't respect Rhapsody. Because she won't take her clothes off. It's a catch 22. Bitches can't win.
No, you could take. Don't take all your clothes off. Show your stomach, but don't show your stomach and ass at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting on Chloe Bailey ass. You seen her dress? So she had on a dress. It was like tied in the front. You could see cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the back looked like it was going to be tied up in the back, but it had like a strings. It was open where her crack was at. And niggas is like, oh, this is too much. I don't like this.
See? Women can't win.
You can win.
Women can't win. But when you dark skin, you lose twice.
Kelly Rowland don't lose twice. Classy. Elegant.
And there's a man out there. Wait, the same man that just tore her down for being in the Tyler Perry movie?
Soft porn? That's different. Soft porn is different.
Women can't win. Kelly, why would you exactly do something you, like that in a movie?
That's how I felt. Why did you stoop down so low?
Women can't.
You can win. Be yourself. You don't got to get. You don't got to be.
How you know that's not herself?
It is herself, but she ain't got to do it on TV. Do
how do you
private.
Know that Matthew Knowles management didn't have her wrapped up so tight that she couldn't be herself all these years?
32 years ago? Yeah. You got to get off of Matthew Knowles. I ain't got to. You think Matthew Knowles?
She was probably scared to be herself because of shit like this.
32 years
Kelly
ago?
Kelly ain't going to never do a movie again. Y'all done scared her.
I got pictures of Kelly titties on my phone. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
How you got Kelly titties?
Me and Kelly, you know what I'm saying? I be getting around. You know what I mean? Like,
because she didn't show him in that movie.
No, not that movie, no.
Okay.
I'm talking about life. This is before she... Was it before she got the breast job? After.
Oh, my God.
Might be before she got the breast job. Shout out to Kelly.
Anyway.
Calendria, holla at your boy.
While we're on rappers, there's a rumor that Drake is with Lotto's sister. And I wholeheartedly believe it because there's also a rumor that Lotto is with 21. So why wouldn't they double date?
I have a more important question to you. Why would I care? I care about as much about that as Sexy Red's weed smoking hat. I don't. You smoke as much as you want, get dusty, and
weed
you,
does not make you dusty.
Yes, it do. I'm gonna show you somebody who used to smoke a whole bunch. After we get off the mic, show me the person you talking about who smoke all the time who been on this show.
And
I'm gonna show you they pre and after.
And
y'all niggas smoke. I know somebody who smoke weed when they get up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
on their way to work. They take a weed break at work after mm-hmm. they get off, and then they be smoking like, you know, times after they off, and they do have the dusty hinge. She don't smoke regular weed. She don't smoke heavy like that. Mm-mm. She's a...
I want you to go to this website. I mean, this Instagram page called Weed for Black Women. And there is a page dedicated to women who smoke.
They don't smoke as much as Sexy Red. These women probably smoke...
You don't know how much Sexy Red smokes.
These women, and then these women probably smoke joints. There's a difference. Smoking joints and smoking blunt. Let me get a Dutch. It sound like Weezy Jefferson.
For White House. But anyway, you don't know how much.
How often you smoke?
I will not answer that question on this microphone.
That's a trick question. You trying to hem me up talking about y'all.
Do I look dusty? Well, tell me.
You want the truth? When you squint. Let me get some Windex. Yeah, drink all the water. You need to hydrate, beloved. You look a little dry. Talk to me. Yo, dust the ass out of here. Weed smoking ass. You ready for some weed now? That's why you want to get off the show. Hurry up and end this so we can go, so I go smoke my joint. I got to hit my spliff. Blunt power spraying in. And y'all, that shit don't work.
I don't smoke in my car.
That sound like a weed smoker. They got designated smoke areas. We only smoke in the garage.
You can't smoke in your car. I can't smoke in my garage either, because the car in the garage.
Shout out to Jones and Dougie. They just smoking your smokers on the network. Dusty.
And they ain't dusty.
Shit. Niggas look like that nigga from the PJs, that Rasta Man, whatever his name was. And the two, I was in the back of the studio and shit. Jones and Dickie. Yeah. I didn't know Loud had a smell. Loud. Niggas smell Loud. Shout out to them niggas. I love them boys. Dusty. Shout out to Lotto. And who was the other one? Sicky. Silk is smart though, cause she did that thing with that white girl,
yeah,
that don't mm-hmm. nobody like, and she was acting dumb.
Mm-hmm.
She played that part. She's smarter than what she put on.
She is.
what you call it is too though.
I think that's why Umar took to her, gravitated towards her.
Yeah, yeah, but
it
she
had nothing to do with ass.
No, definitely nothing to do with ass. Breasts either. No, no, nothing to do with none of that. Let's see, what time is it? Before we started, y'all. Shout out to y'all, Dusty Smoking Niggas. Before we started though, I had got a call from a solicitor, and it's, you know, ironic that we have an article about the do not call list. Basically, do y'all know that the do not call list is kind of bullshit? Because it doesn't stop them from calling you. It's kind of like having a no trespassing sign in your yard, which was the example they gave. The only people who's not going to trespass are the law-abiding citizens. The robber's still going to trespass. So it's still companies that will call you. And I think it said that the people will use the do not call list and specifically call niggas on the do not call list. Like, well, here's a whole list of 400 million people that we can call. So if you still getting calls on the do not call list. Oh, and if you have done business with them, they can still call you.
Yep. And they can also sell your information.
Which is crazy. The
politicians. That's mainly how the politicians got your information. When y'all was getting all them texts from
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley and Trump. I got them back to back in one day.
It gotta be it gotta be something else to where, cause it's only certain people that I saw get complaining about a lot of those calls. Mm. And a lot of it was women. I really didn't see a lot of dudes. So y'all was complaining about, y'all was complaining about this and that. I never got a text call or nothing. Maybe they know I'm aggressive. Cuss a motherfucker out via text. Ain't nothing else I want to talk about. We'll turn it over to you.
Cha. Okay. So, in keeping in the spirit of women performers, we finally have a name for Act Two. The name is going to be Cowboy Carter, and you can go ahead and pre-order your box sets with the vinyl and maybe a t-shirt. She may do a t-shirt this time.
Mm. What'd she do last time? Did you get a box set last time?
I didn't get a box set. So you have a choice of color with the vinyl. Is right now
Crip or blue.
Black, white, blue, or red.
Crip or blood. GD, shout out. Yeah.
So, and we do have a track list too.
Oh, how many tracks?
I cannot remember how many tracks, but one of the songs is called H-Town Hussy.
Mm. I got into a debate with one woman talking about, she's talking about the song trash, a country song trash, this, that, and the third. I just admit you just don't like Beyonce.
Oh. Black men.
No, this is a woman.
I know. I'm talking to black men right now.
I'll just admit you don't like Beyonce. She was like, well, you might be right. I was like, yeah, because the song ain't trash. It's just, you know, it sounds more R&B. It got a little more R&B, but that's a good song. What are you talking about?
And I'll be right there with the little ad libs. Hey! Yeah. Oh, so the track list, Deep South, Take My Man, which is a remix of Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Hold'em, Furs, Star Sprangled Breast, Mirror Image, H-Town Hussy, Parallel, Dance With Me, Paris Has Burned, Devotion, The Two of Us, All the Years I Yearn, 16 Carriages. Is that all of them? Yep, that's it. So it's 14.
Yeah, she was struggling. That index finger was going, boy. She needed glasses.
I do need my glasses. Okay.
Glasses.
So, we're going to take it down to Georgia for a second, and we're going to stay there for a minute.
Shout out to Charles.
There is a city in Georgia that is will pay you to move there. So, Columbus, Georgia, which is in West Georgia, kind of close to the Alabama line, will pay you $5,000 to move there.
No.
In the term, $7,000.
Yeah.
With the relocation package is $5,000, and then they'll give you like other perks that can make it add up to that 7,000. One, be a co-working space for those people who, you know, work from home and just want to get out of the house. It's Columbus, though. Just keep that in mind.
They say that they're the second biggest city in Georgia, so.
Yeah. Land-wise. Yeah. I'll give them that. About it. I mean,
it's Columbus. Another city that did that said that not too long ago that like if you move there, they'll pay you like $2,000. But for that city though, you had to be moving there to move in a certain industry like tech or something like that, and they would pay you like $2,000 or $3,000 or something.
Gotcha. So staying in line with Georgia for a second, Lake Lanier announced that it is opening a water slide. Goodness gracious, all that laughing. A water slide this spring.
That what we calling it now? Smoky.
So it is opening its first water slide coaster. And judging by this picture, it is just like a water park over Lake Lanier.
I wonder if that's how it looks or that was just a picture they put up there.
That's a good question. But
that shit look goofy.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't look.
It's like a Margaritaville.
But it's a water slide coaster, meaning like a just one ride.
Yeah, but look at all the hips and dips in it. So it's kind of like a roller coaster.
No, I'm saying it looked like a whole lot in that picture, more than just one thing.
It looked like one thing.
That looked like
start at the top and then.
No, but I'm saying most of the time when it's one ride, that one ride is one color.
Oh, gotcha.
So that looked like, to me, it looks like two several or three rides. Different rides together jumbled up.
Either way, you're probably going to die because Lake Lanier is haunted. But that's besides the point. Georgia. Okay, so we know that they announced last year that the Freaknik documentary was in the works. So Hulu has a date, February 21st. I can't wait.
Which is Thursday? Wednesday?
Probably Wednesday. They'd like to release things on Wednesday.
It's just one day?
One day.
No, that's Thursday. No, what day? March?
Yeah, it's like this week.
March 21st. Yeah, that's Thursday.
So, y'all get ready to tune into that.
Shout out to y'all.
And before we leave Georgia, it's kind of Georgia-ish. People getting pregnant out here, y'all. Last week we talked about Drea. Last week we talked about Drea being pregnant by her young man, Joey Chavis, who has a baby by Bow Wow and also has a baby by Future. She now has a baby by some football player.
Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, him. They say he good.
Yeah, he one of the best.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. She was one of the best too.
The bag.
Yeah, she upgraded.
That's multiple streams of income right there.
It's only two, allegedly.
What?
It's only two streams of income.
It about to be a third one.
No, it's only two.
Who ain't paying?
Bow Wow.
Stop playing.
She made a post. It was I think it was Bow Wow. Cause she in the tweet or whatever, she said something like, and this was like before, like you only saw your son for 30 minutes in 6 months. She said something like, let me make this clear, like everything my son has, I do for him.
Oh, that's Future then. Cause she got a girl by Bow Wow.
Maybe she didn't say son, but people were saying it was Bow Wow, though. But it could be Future, though. It could be one of them.
I don't feel like Future would spend time, because Bow Wow spend time with this little girl.
So she made her sister made a tweet saying that all the pictures that Bow Wow posts of the baby are pictures that the mama send to Bow Wow, and he make it look like he be spending the time.
I thought they used to do TikToks and shit together.
Shit, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, because I know about that. I got to start watermarking my shit.
I forgot one of her baby daddies was Bow Wow. I was thinking it was a couple football players. And then I was having a discussion with somebody. Then I went back to look, and then I saw the stuff her sister was saying or whatever. Mm, so
okay, because I could see Future being the deadbeat. He is just send the check, got written all over him.
Yeah, but her deadbeat is nothing. Like whoever, whichever one of them it was, they weren't giving them money because she was like, everything my kid does, I do because I got my own money was her thing. And
oh wow,
you not spending time, stop acting like it, whatever, whatever. So I mean, shout out to her. She must got some good vagina. She probably one of them ones that be like, yeah, come inside me.
Oh yeah. I say that and I don't want no kids. The fuck?
Them be the ones that them be the ones that I get pulled right on out. Something's amiss. Something's up. But see, you can trick me because if you on top and I be like, get up, get up, get up, and you don't get up, I ain't got the energy sometimes to throw you off. So
see, you gotta tube side.
Who? Her?
You got, you know what I'm saying? Those type of, you gotta know what you're getting into.
Them women?
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting
People
into.
People don't use spermicide no
Fallopian
more.
Fallopian tubes. Huh?
People don't use spermicide no more. Spermicide helped me all through my 20s.
Whoever used spermicide?
Y'all? Can buy a little caplet. When you know you was about to do it, you go to the, I'll be go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Will you shove it way up in there?
Shove it way up in there. Not only as it works as just spermicide, it's also lubricant. Win-win situation.
It's like slow release, like yeah, them pills my doctor gave me?
It dissolves. Girls, that's how y'all, that's how I escaped all these pregnancies.
So, This, you don't have to answer this. How can I ask this question? So sometimes, in the throes of passion,
You don't have time to go?
No. What I'm saying is the young woman I'm with, sometimes she wants to sample herself.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's true. That could throw that off.
So,
I wouldn't never know. I didn't taste it when I was using the spermicide. So, exes, let me know.
Oh my
did
God.
Did that throw off the taste?
This has turned into a different show.
They ain't say nothing.
My fault.
They kept coming back. I don't know.
I just wondered. Any more? We got any more questions?
Like Zaxby's. They just kept eating. One more pregnancy.
I'm here to tell you right now.
I hope so.
Deandra. What's her last name?
Sanders.
Sanders, thank you. Deion Sanders' baby is having a baby by Jacquees.
It could be worse. This is the worst nigga she could have babies by.
Well, apparently they had broke up. So
oh, cause
that's the worst. After you break up and you see that stick.
They was going to break up anyway.
Well,
even if they was together when she, yeah, it's just.
Well, they have all the means to go drive to another state and handle their business, nope, but they didn't.
They can't.
Why?
Not with her daddy.
Oh, he wanted them.
You don't, this nigga, he don't even cuss. He say gosh darn and all kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet.
Shout out to him. I mean, they gonna raise
now,
that.
I know Deion got rid of some babies in the 90s. Fuck out of here.
They was doing that back then?
Yes.
I don't think his kids got the same mama. I don't think he got rid of no babies.
When he, prime in his prime, I'm sure he was shooting up many clubs.
Yeah, but I still don't think he got rid of no babies. I think he probably I don't think he got rid of no babies. I don't think so.
That's all I
got. I think he just have a whole bunch of kids outside.
Oh, and then Wendy Williams' husband want more money.
He should. They owe him money for 2 years. And they ain't paying.
Owe him money?
Yes.
Owe him money?
That was the agreement by the judge. That was the divorce decree. That he was supposed to get spousal support for a year. And he ain't been getting it.
Nigga, get a job.
He had a job. He was her manager. he was her security. He was her, what you call it? A muscle. There you go. But ain't nobody getting her money now because they can't get to it or something. Anyway.
And Juwan Howard has been fired as the head coach of
We don't care.
I like him.
I do too.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Well, Juwan Howard has been fired as head coach of Michigan basketball.
Better go to Howard University. I'm sure it's an HBCU somewhere that need a coach.
No, seriously. He really should.
But he did some fool shit. He got in a fight one time.
He was provoked. That man is innocent.
He still got in the fight.
Innocent.
Just like that girl.
Not innocent.
Hey. You heard some backstory?
Okay. I seen it.
Oh, you saw the fight?
Hey. I saw the fight.
Is that the fight with the blue? With the girl with the blue hoodie on?
It was two. I saw two videos. They both happened in the same day.
But you know the fight I'm talking about? Where people be like, watch the girl in the blue hoodie?
Oh, okay. Because she had on black.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God, cause I'm committed.
Oh, I know what I meant to talk about.
Fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Today our scam of the week, it takes us to Atlanta. I've had this one for a while, since about a month. It was an Atlanta woman. She's currently in some serious trouble after using a CPN to get an expensive dental procedure. What seemed like a normal day turned out to be a nightmare. In the video, you can see the young lady had been preparing to get some dental work done. Then an officer walks in and questions the name she came under. After the woman could not clearly answer, she was placed in handcuffs. CPN is a credit privacy number. It's a fraudulent alternative to a social security number for people who have bad credit. Avoid shady repair companies that advertise them as a solution for bad credit. The woman admitted to purchasing a credit profile in someone else's name from another woman in Atlanta. The cost of dental care is ridiculous, but don't get caught up trying to purchase veneers. This lady had a CPN and she got caught.
I saw the video of them pulling up on her.
For real?
And she better be glad that the police got there before they shaved them things down.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was already in the chair. She had the little bib on and everything.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Yeah, she, yeah, true, true.
They would have been to shave them things now.
But she was getting veneers.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you was getting braces, I feel sorry for you. Like,
you know what? Fuck braces.
Why?
Take the easy way out. I don't know.
I don't agree with that, Amy.
I am pro take the easy way out on everything. Weight loss, surgeries. Take the fucking easy way out. We've been taking the hard way out for so long.
Why are we on such opposites on so many things?
Take the easy way out.
Don't take the easy way
out. Yes. If you got a Ozempic plug, bitch, shoot it up.
I heard that shit fuck your stomach up.
Yeah, make it flat.
No. I heard it make you not be able to poop. And some other things. But
you could be snatched like a motherfucker on the other end, though. Take it.
You can be snatched. All right, somebody have to snatch that shit up out your stomach. I don't know about this veneer thing because I don't know. Like, it got to be some ramifications.
If you of a certain age, get the fucking veneers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, it's going to make your teeth rotten up under. Okay, but you ain't got so many years left anyway. Get the fucking veneers.
No, but... You fuck your teeth right on the end. You can fuck around and kill yourself.
I know. You ain't got so many years left anyway. Get the fucking veneers. If you over 40, get the fucking veneers.
Don't listen to her. You see how this horrible advice she's giving y'all? Get the braces, 2 years, maybe three. And you might have to wear a retainer, depending on your genetics. But.
You see how my ancestors did me. Get the fucking veneers.
Nah, Dr. Razzie did you like that. We're going to do a scammer update. Bishop Lamar Whitehead, he was the bishop up in Brooklyn who got robbed for $1 million worth of jewelry on camera. He's been found guilty of all counts, including wire fraud, attempted wire fraud, and attempted extortion. He scammed Pauline Anderson, the elderly mother of a parishioner, out of $90,000 and tried to extort thousands more from a Bronx auto body shop owner, with promises to obtain official favors from Mayor Eric Adams on his behalf. He tried to get the auto body shop owner Brandon Belmonte to lend him $500,000 in return for favors for the mayor, who Whitehead claimed was like a mentor to him and would do whatever he wanted. So shout out to him. I mean, it's a picture of them together all hugged up too, so. Maybe they are tight, but Shout out to him. So he's going to go to jail for a lengthy period of time. He's scheduled to be sentenced July 1st. So yeah, just wanted to update y'all that with him. Mm. But Amy, once again, thank you for the laughs.
My pleasure.
Oh, this one ran a little long too. Let's see how long. Pause. Oh yeah, we got to it today. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Email us, let us know what you think. We sure love to hear from you. Come back Wednesday where we're talking about, what are we talking about Wednesday?
Top sports movies.
Oh, yeah, sports movies.
That was hard.
Ooh. That should have been one for Big Cliff.
Yeah.
But he don't really watch movies like that, though, I don't think. But anyway, come back and, you know, hear our top sports movies. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask.